We're going to call the May 19th meeting of the Kootenai Prudential Committee to order. First order of business, is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. Is there any public comment? Seeing no public comment, we'll move on to Freedom Hall. That's on there just to see if you have anything to bring up tonight. The only thing is that Mr. Childs is finally going to be doing the limbing work to get, take care of the overgrowth over the roof and prune the rest of the plantings around the building. And we've already discussed the state the hall was left in by West Bay Antiques.
And we'll notify them that they cannot use the hall any further. We'll notify them that they can't use the hall for estate sales in the future. West Bay, any yard sales.
I guess I'm going to pass over the final review of the annual meeting warrant articles until Rick gets here.
Okay.
Yep. And the other thing I have is the request of the 375 committee for the fire district to chip in for the purchase of a Welcome to Kootenai sign. That's the proposed sign.
Yeah.
Burgundy.
Yeah.
Proposed position of the sign is at the end of Old Post Road on Putnam Avenue. This sign would be 34 inches high by 34 inches wide, one-sided, which doesn't make any sense because you're going to be welcoming the people on Old Post Road to Kootenai.
I have a question about whether we can legally pay for something like that.
I agree. I don't think it's appropriate for the voters to pay for it. I think that if this is something someone desires to inflict on the village, I think it should be done through private donations.
I agree.
Would you make a motion to?
I make a motion that we deny the request from the 375 committee to partially pay for a welcome sign for Kootenai.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did you get
regarding the health insurance?
The health insurance?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So I passed the requirement for a reporting with including a cost savings analysis if the district had used GIC onto the treasurer, and I'm assuming he'll be able to compile that. Did West Barnstable get one? That's a request from someone in by June.
Okay. This is for people who did not use Chapter 38, Sections 21 and 22. Didn't we do that?
Yes.
Yeah, we went through the process more or less and voted to stay with the Cape Cod Municipal Health Group.
We're not public comments over.
And Mr. Daly can't be here this evening, so we're not going to get an answer about it tonight.
Okay. You can ask us after public comments over, Amy. Thank you. Public comment is over. You can ask us at the end of the meeting. Do you want to do the minutes from the previous meeting?
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the April 24th, 2014 meeting. I understand this was necessary because the recording didn't come out well that night.
No, the recording worked, but it just cut out at the end of the meeting, okay. So it only had three-quarters of the meeting recorded.
Well,
so.
I've read these, and they seem accurate to me, so I make a motion to accept them.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
24 April.
Did you get one? So, we'll call a brief recess until Mr. Barry comes. I'll turn the chair over to Mr. Barry. So we're at the final review of the annual meeting warrants. We haven't waited for you.
I'd just like to say sorry for being late. I'm in the middle of a trial right now, and I just got out of court. So.
Well, so does the do the fire commissioners start with Article 5?
Yes.
So they're 5 through 7, and then the water commissioners are 8, 9. And 10. So, Laurie, do you want to do the bylaw ones?
That's fine.
I'll do 11. the library?
Sure. What about streetlights on 14?
I'll do that. I'll do 16.
You want to do 13? That's your painting?
Yep. 12, 13, or 14. Do employee benefits. You'd want to do the last two. So, under 19, it says the Prudential Committee will make a recommendation at the annual meeting. I'll say what I said at the Water Commissioners meeting. You know, the town council was asked to protect Bell Farm, and they turned it down. And if, you know, some dedicated volunteers hadn't raised the $250,000 back in 92, you know, there would have been 15 houses there. The land is a zone of contribution for water, and it says it's, you know, we'd have an easement for that, and it's supposedly only 4 acres, but I'm not exactly sure where the underground markers are that says this is where the zone of contribution stops. And I think that if you put houses in there, they're also going to contribute to the nutrification of the bay. And quite honestly, somebody could put a chapter 40B in there, and you could have Lord only knows how many houses. And I think there are a lot of people that live in Kootuat today that drive by Bell Farm and think, well, that's just always been there.
It hasn't always been there.
And it hasn't always been there.
It was under agreement, wasn't it, for two house lots?
The bulldozers were already bulldozing it, bulldozing roads, and they bulldozed down the house. And, you know, and I think that it may be a burden on us now, but I think for the future and future generations, I think it's worth it.
My feeling on this?
So.
I don't often disagree with you, Lori. It's a lot of money, and it's something that we hadn't planned for until it just popped up. But I kind of see that as one of the last crown jewels in the village. That, I mean, it's just the three of us making a recommendation. The voters are going to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
But I personally would... I would like to see it preserved, and I would recommend us taking that one hand. Excuse me, spending the money. I make a motion that the Prudential Committee recommend the approval of Article 19.
Second.
You're running the show. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Is there a second?
Second.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. So, anything else to come before the committee this evening? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved.
Oh,
the district will vote to raise an appropriate and or transfer an appropriate to sum, the sum.
We can correct that when we make the motion.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken. We can.
I can't remember if they talked with that or not last year.
Well, is there anything else going on here?
Well, they before the election.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah. Okay. When we call, I'll call the chief. All right, can come. It's next one.
We can come.
Yeah. I just plan on coming a half hour before the meeting.
No, I think I'll get in the afternoon.
Are you all set with the
door if you'll work on
it? I don't know what I have going on.
Yeah, not sure.
Next Wednesday.
Probably about 7.
The meeting's at 7:30, right?
7:30, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll be here anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to. Next Wednesday, 6:30, 7:00.
Fran, this microphone went off on its own.
That was one of the quickest meetings I've ever been to in my whole life.